There's a couple of key things that set AgentForce apart from some of the other Einstein tools. And I think of what comes to a lot of people's mind when we think of customer service and AI might be, the customer-facing chatbot, or if you're familiar with Salesforce, the Einstein bot. And so usually when you have a chatbot like this, you can have some basic conversations with it on your website for, self-support reasons, self-service reasons. Maybe it can point you in the direction of a help article or something like that. But what people don't see on the end is, a lot of the times, is that there's a lot of setup that goes into setting those things up. You have to account for every single possible type of question that could be asked, every single way that they might be asking for, routing to a human afterward. And there's a lot of things that could go wrong in order to prevent errors. The thing about AgentForce that makes it so useful and so dynamic is that you can actually set it up in a much easier fashion. Since it's using generative AI and these AI agents that we're talking about, what it does is it follows some natural language instructions. And so because of that, it lets you be very tailored to different types of responses, and you can set it up very easily. So you can say something along the lines of, if the customer asks for the location of their last order, you should thank them for their time and go retrieve their order. Or you can say, you should follow up every single one of your questions with a, has this helped you? Or what can I do next for you? Or something like that. And it'll be able to take in all of those requests and be able to really dynamically interact with the end users. And it saves a lot of setup time and setup effort on the front end, getting that set up on say an experience site or a website or any of these other channels.